platform for finance and HR rock stars.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, offering zoo memberships for individuals and families alike for unlimited admission to the zoo year-round. Details on the benefits of a Topeka Zoo membership can be found at topekazoo.org.
It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 87 in Manhattan. It's 6:06.
All things considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence and 89.7 FM in Emporia, many frequencies around the state, and always on the World Wide Web, kansaspublicradio.org is the web address.
Support for KPR comes from Crystal Bridges and their new Knowing the West exhibit, which explores new perspectives on the American West, open now through January 27th. Tickets at crystalbridges.org/knowingthewest.
Stay tuned, if you would. We have an update of news headlines coming your way in just about 11 minutes. In our next few minutes, we'll hear that interview with Stephen Colbert and his wife, Evie. They've written a new cookbook. We'll also get a recap of what happened at the Emmys. Learn about the retirement age in China, which is honestly something I'd never considered. And Vermont is trying to become a leader in refugee resettlement. Why is that? We'll tell you coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting the KU Symphony Orchestra with Vincent Gardner and Michael Davidson on trombones, Wednesday, September 25th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
KPR's fall membership drive wrapped up on Friday with more than $270,000 pledged by listeners. We want to send a big thanks to everyone who made a pledge and those who sustain the station. You are the public in public radio, and your support is what makes our programming possible. If you have not pledged yet, remember you can always become a member at kansaspublicradio.org whenever the spirit moves you. And from all of us at KPR, thank you for your support. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence. It's 6:20.
Made a success in Tennessee. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition with A. Martinez, Steve Inskeep, and Tom Parkinson.
KPR listeners are engaged in their communities and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, 85 in Abilene, 87 in Emporia. It is 6:30.
Allen, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Secretary of State's office had to be evacuated earlier today because of a suspicious piece of mail. The Kansas Reflector reports the office received a message with a return address that referenced traitors and contained a harmless white powder. Kansas officials had already been alerted to evacuations over similar packages today at elections offices in Iowa, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and Wyoming. While the package was thought to be harmless, the building was evacuated as a precaution around 2 o'clock this afternoon. Gas keeps getting cheaper in Kansas. The price is down 80 cents from a year ago and now averages $2.94 a gallon. AAA says Missouri now has the 10th lowest price in the country. This morning, the average price stood at $2.91 a gallon, 78 cents cheaper than a year ago. AAA spokesman Nick Chabaria says demand is down and the winter blend of gas will be here in just a few days.
Local gas stations and local gasoline distributors are trying to sell through their summer blend gasoline stocks to make room for the winter blend switchover, which is coming.
If you have an electric vehicle, AAA says Kansas and Missouri continue to be the cheapest states to charge your car. The Nature Conservancy is converting farmland back to wetland and grassland near Great Bend in central Kansas. Last month, the group acquired 1,000 acres in Cheyenne Bottoms, the country's largest inland wetland basin. Conservationists want to protect the area because it's a critical stop for migrating birds. Robert Penner is a shorebird biologist with the Nature Conservancy.
Cheyenne Bottoms in the spring is just, it's better than McDonald's for shorebirds, you know. It's teeming with all the stuff they like to feed on.
The group has been acquiring land in the basin since the 1990s and now protects more than 8,000 acres. Another 20,000 acres are a state-run wildlife area. Habitat loss is a key reason that North American bird populations have been shrinking. Mostly clear skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy, humid tonight with a low in the mid-60s, tomorrow sunshine and a high in the upper 80s. It's 6:35.
Considered from NPR News.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we bring you the latest on everything from the presidential race to what interest rates are doing. But we also share stories that take us into other people's lives.
You actually played your horn while they were inside your skull.
Absolutely. Doesn't everybody?
Listen for the unexpected with the news weekdays on Morning Edition.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Tom Parkinson will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Crystal Bridges and their new Knowing the West exhibit, which explores new perspectives on the American West. Open now through January 27th. Tickets at crystalbridges.org/knowingthewest.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
If you've got an old car that won't make it through another Kansas winter, KPR's vehicle donation program can help. We turn your donated vehicle into the programs you enjoy every day. Donate your car online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Well, more All Things Considered still to come. It's 7 o'clock on your KPR1 stations. We'll have news headlines and star date, followed by 2 hours of classical music through your evening with Destiny. If you're joining us on KPR2, stay tuned for This American Life. It's 87 degrees in Emporia. It's 85 in Atchison. It's 10 minutes before 7.
This is All Things.
For NPR comes from this station and from Workday. With AI at the core of its system, Workday is committed to delivering continuous innovation to prepare organizations for what's next. Workday, an enterprise platform for finance and HR rock stars. From Visit St. Pete Clearwater, Florida, where fall color seekers can find miles of sugary white sand beaches and emerald green Gulf waters, as well as fiery red, orange, and yellow sunsets. More at visitspc.com. From Amazon Business, committed to being a digital purchasing solution for businesses so that growing the business is the main focus and not admin and paperwork. Learn about smart business buying at amazonbusiness.com. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
Morning Edition from NPR News asks the crucial questions of our time.
Who can make the best cookie, humans or AI?
Unpack the answers with us every weekday.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing independent energy systems such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, and businesses. More information at CromwellSolar.com.
Stay tuned. Coming up, news headlines, followed by Stardate. Then Destiny is your host for Evening Classical Music. We will hear the Patience Overture by Sir Arthur Sullivan. We could all use a little more patience in life. Also tonight, a polka by Shostakovich, the Red Poppy Suite of Gliere, and finish it all off with Prokofiev's Classical Symphony. That is coming up here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, committed to a healthier future for all Kansans with health care coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business.
It's 7:01, and the news is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. More details are emerging about the background of the man suspected in what authorities say was an attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump in Florida. NPR's Bill Chappell has more.
Ryan Wesley Ruth was arrested on Sunday after he was identified as the person who allegedly pointed a rifle through a fence near where former President Trump was playing golf. He remains in custody facing federal gun charges. Ruth has an extensive criminal history in North Carolina, including felony convictions for possessing a weapon of mass death and destruction and possession of stolen goods. He has also recently lived in Hawaii, where he owns a small construction business. Ruth's digital footprint depicts him as someone who voted for Trump in 2016, but then became disillusioned with him. Ruth has also been an active supporter of Ukraine in its war against Russia. Records show Ruth voted in North Carolina's recent Democratic primary election, but he is registered as unaffiliated. Bill Chappell, NPR News.
Early voting begins this week in more states. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang says Election Day in the U.S. is 7 weeks from tomorrow.
November 5th may be Election Day, but it's also the last day of voting in states including Virginia, Minnesota, and South Dakota, where widespread early voting is set to kick off this week. Voters in Virginia and Minnesota can cast their ballots in person as soon as this Friday. It's also when voters in South Dakota who can't make it to a polling place on November 5th can start voting by absentee ballot. In Alabama, absentee ballots started going out in the mail last week. There's still time for eligible voters to get registered for this fall's general elections. Federal law requires states to keep registration open until at least October 6. Election officials and community groups around the country are trying to encourage more eligible voters to sign up by marking National Voter Registration Day on Tuesday. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News.
E-commerce giant Amazon has become the latest company to order its workers back to the office 5 days a week. NPR's Andrea Shure reports the policy takes effect in January.
Amazon chief executive Andy Jassy delivered the news to employees through a memo. Looking back at the past 5 years, he wrote, company leaders have observed that it's easier for people to learn, model, practice, and strengthen company culture when people are together. Most Amazon employees have been working from the office 3 days a week since last year. The announcement comes as most tech companies still offer hybrid work options, while other industries, including banking, have returned to fully on-site work. The new policy affects hundreds of thousands of corporate employees at Amazon, including those at the company's two headquarters in the Seattle area and in Arlington, Virginia. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
Stocks drifted near record highs today as investors gear up for the big announcement this week from the Federal Reserve about interest rates. The Dow was up 228 points. The Nasdaq fell 91 points. The S&P was up 7 points today. You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from C3 AI. C3 Generative AI works to enable rapid access to traceable, hallucination-free insights from enterprise systems, helping turn the invisible into the obvious. This is Enterprise AI. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate September 16th. On March 2nd of the year 1105, the moon barely dipped its toe into Earth's outer shadow. The eclipse was so faint and short that it probably went unnoticed, but it marked the start of a cycle that will last 1,300 years and feature 73 eclipses. And the next one takes place tomorrow night. The full moon, the harvest moon, will pass through the penumbra and barely touch the darker inner shadow, the umbra. Eclipses occur in cycles known as Saros. This eclipse is part of Saros 118. The moon starts a cycle at the far north or south of our planet's shadow. Over the centuries, it moves through the shadow until it exits at the opposite pole. So a Saros begins with penumbral eclipses, then moves through partial eclipses, total eclipses, then back again. The next eclipse in this Saros will take place in September of 2042. This eclipse is number 52 in the series. It'll begin at 7:41 p.m. Central Time when the moon first touches the penumbra. Later, the moon will barely dip into the umbra, so it'll look like a celestial dragon took a tiny nibble from the moon. At least part of the eclipse will be visible from the entire United States except western Alaska. So look for the almost full moon tonight with the bright planet Saturn close by. Then tomorrow night, see if you can follow the subtle shading of a faint lunar eclipse. We have more sky watching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Patience, the Overture by Sir Arthur Sullivan here on KPR for our Monday together. I think we all could use a little patience. Your dear old host, Destiny, is speaking for herself. Hi there. That recording was with Sir Neville Mariner and Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. Hope you are all doing well. It is the start of the week, and well, I figured at the bottom of the hour I'd give you a treat, a polka, because I love you, dear listeners. In fact, I have some great news to report. All of you listeners are so helpful. We raised more than $270,000 last week during our fall membership drive, and that is so wonderful thanks to you. We have such a special audience here, and if you haven't gotten a chance to donate, you still can. There's still time at kansaspublicradio.org. 84% of our operating budget is through your donations, so this is really programming for you. That's why I try to pick fun things for you, like a polka. Right now, I have something rather classical for you, but not by a classical composer. No, it is Prokofiev and his classical symphony, written in quite a classical style. And if you want to hear it live and in person, actually, you can Friday night. Navo, the chamber music group, is playing a concert in Kansas City. So let's get a sneak peek of that right now and listen to Prokofiev's Classical Symphony No. 1 here on KPR. It's with the Berlin Philharmonic and Ozawa conducting.
Thank you. Prokofiev's Classical Symphony here on KPR with Seiji Ozawa conducting the Berlin Philharmonic. Those violins, they sure have a workout. That music is really, really tricky to play. I would know. I play the violin. And actually, I am practicing this music right now because I'm playing it in a concert on Friday. You can just check out the musical group Navo, N-A-V-O, and you will find info about it. Your dear old host here, Destiny, not only is she a violinist, but she's also a cat lover, and one of her very first and favorite cats was named Popcorn. Why am I talking about myself in the third person? Okay, I'm going to stop that now. One of my cats was named Popcorn, and for short, I called him Poppy. Well, it's Monday, and I was looking for something to cheer me up, so I found something called the Red Poppy, and it's very delightful. It's by Glier, and it is right after this amazing polka that we are going to listen to. So, let me know what you think of this polka. I wonder if you can guess who it's by right now on KPR. A polka here on KPR. Very funny, with Eugene Ormandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra. Who was that by? Any guesses? If you said Shostakovich, ding, 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 you win. This was a full orchestra version. There is a quartet version, of course, and the viola part is the one that has the funny, humorous moment. I mean, there are several, but the funniest is when the viola does it, because, of course, more humor coming up with Glier. But I'd like to tell you about our KPR Community Spotlight this month. It is on Community Village in Lawrence. Their mission is to enhance the quality of life for the entire community by helping neighbors remain in their homes as they age. Details on how to get involved is at communityvillagelawrence.org. And support for classical music on KPR comes from the Green Lady Lounge. Featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer, 365 days a year till 3 a.m., info at greenladylounge.com. All right. The Red Poppy Ballet Suite by Glier. It is very delightful, and you may recognize one of the most famous dances from the ballet. It is Sailor's Dance, sometimes referred to as the Russian Sailor's Dance. I think you'll enjoy it. Let's enjoy it together right now on KPR. It's with Edward Downs conducting the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra, Reinhold Glier's The Red Poppy Ballet Suite.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
The Red Poppy Ballet Suite by Glière here on KPR with Edward Downs and the BBC Philharmonic. Thank you so much for being here with me tonight and listening to music. I am Destiny, so grateful that you are here in my life, and hopefully you are grateful for this music, all from Kansas Public Radio.
Our job as journalists is to check the facts and then check them again, to cite our sources and ask the tough questions that need answering.
And unfortunately, I'm going to have to go back to my first question. I still don't think I've heard an answer here. The presidential election.
What is Congress willing to do?
Is the U.S. doing everything it can?
I'm Leila Fadel from NPR, where independent public service journalism is what we do. This is NPR.
By making a planned gift, you can support Kansas Public Radio for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from I2S at KU, addressing the social impacts of emerging technologies and how to be human in a technologically complex age. More info at i2s-research.ku.edu. It's Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Welcome to the peaceful and beautiful and resonant setting of Topeka's Grace Cathedral. Welcome to Classics Live. I'm Cordelia Brown. As part of their Great Spaces series, that Concordia Choir is about to give us their best in a program of choral music old and new. Concordia Choir represents Concordia College in Moorhead, Minnesota. Here's their director, Michael Kaloten, to lead the Concordia Choir in a 20th century bright declarative song by Knut Neistat. I Will Greatly Rejoice by Knut Neistat, who died about 10 years ago at the age of 99. And now here's a Mendelssohn setting of Words That Handel, so famously set in his Messiah, Why Do the Nations So Furiously Rage Together? The Concordia Choir, here in Topeka's Grace Cathedral.
Thank you.
That was Felix Mendelssohn's Why Do the Nations, sung in German by the Concordia Choir. Next on Classics Live, a hero of Mendelssohn's, J.S. Bach, in Bach's setting of the 117th Psalm.
Oh,
Shorehead, Minnesota's signature choral ensemble, the Concordia Choir, in a motet by J.S. Bach, is BWV 230, Lobet den Herrn alle Heiden. Towards the end of the program, they'll share some gospel and even some Bob Dylan, but now here are a few songs from part four of their program here in Topeka's Grace Cathedral of Angels and Alleluias.
Thank you very much. The next piece we're going to sing for you tonight is by the 20th and 21st century Polish composer Krzysztof Penderecki. Penderecki was one of the most influential and important composers in Europe in the 20th century. Very innovative, very creative, very experimental, very atonal, very serialistic at times. In other words, music not necessarily built on Maria's Do, a dear, a female, dear music system, but rather one that utilizes a little bit more dissonance. You'll hear some types of chords that we've not yet sung for you tonight. Some harsh dissonances. But you'll also hear moments of clarity, moments of ethereal music. The piece begins with just the sopranos and the altos on a Gregorian chant kind of a theme. Then the tenors and the basses come joining in, and before you know it, we're off to our first big, loud cadence of the piece, and then right when you think, ah, what's happening? The tenors and basses come at you with G minor tonality, and like a bunch of priests just starting their processional to the altar. Very clean, very soothing to the ear kind of music there. We say, hey, sopranos, hey, altos, come join us on this journey. So we start building again, we start building, and we build to one of the most dramatic moments that I've ever gotten to wave my arms at as a conductor. And it's at that moment, then, after that, where the music explodes, as though Penderecki was saying, what would it sound like if the angels were singing now? And you'll hear all of these angels representing the angels in 14 or 15 different parts. And then after that moment of high drama, the piece starts to wind down towards a really lovely finale that anchors on F natural, where we start the journey moments before. We go far away from F, but we come home to F. And Penderecki started as a tonal composer, writing very beautiful music. He went away to serialism and atonality and the tough stuff, but he came home later in life to music more of a tonal nature. The last thing I'll say about Penderecki, very devout man of faith. He was a Catholic, of course, Polish Catholic, and he used music as his vehicle to express faith and to share with others his faith through the music. So at those moments of most dissonance now, we all wonder, what's he thinking right there? But he was thinking something. And it was an expression of faith. So we hope you enjoy the journey. We've enjoyed over the last couple of months. Like, they would go on strike if I said, we're not doing Song of Cherubim tonight. So we've done it every night without fail. And this semester we only did how many rehearsals without touching it? Oh, one. I thought it was two. They're like one. Enjoy Krzysztof Penderecki's Song of Cherubim.
Thank you.
Alleluia by Jake Runstad, who was born in 1986. Who Shall Separate Us by James McMillan, born in 1959. And lastly, The Song of Cherubim from Krzysztof Penderecki, who lived from 1933 until 2020, in which conductor Michael Kalotin was kind enough to lay out a roadmap for us. The Concordia Choir here in Topeka, as part of Grace Cathedral's Great Spaces program, and as part of Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio.
I'm gonna live.
I've enjoyed singing for you here tonight. Thanks again for being a part of our concert tour. We'd love to come through again in 2028. Would you put that on your calendars? March-ish of 2028. Thank you. March-ish of 2028. We avoided homesickness on this trip by bringing so much music by Minnesota-based composers along with us. And so before we sing for you our traditional closer of Beautiful Savior, we have one more Minnesota songwriter that we'd like to sing for you, and that's Nobel Peace Prize winning Bob Dylan.
rounding out this concert by the flagship choir of Concordia College in Moorhead, Minnesota, the Concordia Choir, with director Michael Kaloten, all dressed neatly in black robes with bright white collars. The Concordia Choir has come to Topeka as part of Grace Cathedral's Great Spaces concert series, as part of their Midwest tour. Find out more about them at theconcordiachoir.org or more about their great music department at concordiacollege.edu. Our engineer, Chuck Smith, recorded this concert for KPR's weekly show, Classics Live, which brings you excellent live and local shows from classical musicians in our area. I'm Cordelia Brown, and we hope you enjoyed this choral presentation from the Concordia Choir. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio.
Join me in God, our Lord.
Thanks for joining us for Classics Live on Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Community Village Lawrence, whose mission is to enhance the quality of life for the entire community by helping neighbors remain in their homes as they age. Details on how to get involved at communityvillagelawrence.org. From the University of Kansas, we're your place to find classical music and NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play KPR. And now is a perfect time to contribute at kansaspublicradio.org.
Influencers in the U.S. to shape public opinion. The influencers say they didn't know the money came from Russia. Shannon Bond, NPR News.
A mixed close ahead of this week's Federal Reserve meeting. The Dow was up 228 points. The Nasdaq fell 91 points today. You're listening to NPR.
Stardate September 14th. The flying horse has lost his belly button. Astronomers took it away from him a century ago. It's represented by the star Alpheratz. For centuries, the star was shared by Pegasus the flying horse and Andromeda the princess. It was his navel and her head. It was the brightest member of both constellations. But in the 1920s, astronomers drew formal boundaries for all the constellations. So each star was assigned to a single constellation. No more sharing. Alpheratz was just on the Andromeda side of the line, so the princess kept the star. In a way, though, the star kept its dual identity. That's because it's actually two stars locked in orbit around each other. But they're quite close together, closer than Earth is to the Sun. So from their distance of almost 100 light years, their light blurs together to form a single point. Both stars are bigger, more massive, and brighter than the Sun. The higher mass means they'll live billions of years less than the Sun will. They're also much hotter than the Sun, so both stars look almost pure white, compared to the yellow hue of the Sun. Alpheretz is about a third of the way up the eastern sky as night falls. It's at the left corner of the great square of Pegasus, which is tilted as it rises. The rest of the flying horse stretches to its right and upper right. Andromeda stretches to the lower left, the constellation that won the right to the star Alpheretz. And we have more sky-watching tips and much more about the cosmos in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. I'm Billy Henry.
We hope that you are enjoying the jazz on this public radio station. Thank you for your support.
Sailing, Teddy Edwards, Smooth Sailing. That's also the title of the album on the High Note label. Richard Wyans assisting on piano. And before Teddy Edwards, we heard David Gordon and the trio from the album Dozen a Day. And it's on the Zaza label. Blue Pyrenees. Good to be with you as always, right here on your jazz show. 24 hours worth, my friends. That's right. The best in jazz. Like John Coltrane with Johnny Hartman.
I used to visit all the very gay places, those come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sad and sullen gray faces with distant K traces that used to be there. You could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day 12 o'clock tales. Then you came along with your siren song to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. Ah, yes, I was wrong. Again, I was wrong. Life is lonely again, and only last year everything seemed so sure. Now life is awful again, a trough full of hearts could only be a bore. A week in Paris leaves the bite of it. All I care is to smile in spite of it. I'll forget you, I will, while yet you are still burning inside my brain. Romance is much, stifling those who strive. I'll live a lush life in some small dive, and there I'll be while I rot with the rest of those whose lives are lonely too.
Stifling those who strive, I'll live a lush life in some small dive, and there I'll be while I rot with the rest of those. Bye.